Kicks 106. Good morning, everybody, with Dwayne and Abby. Welcome to Friday.
Thomas Rhett is in town tonight with the very hot summer tour at Bank Plus Amphitheater in South Haven. And we've got Thomas on the phone. He's been very busy this morning getting his girls off to school for the first time. Right, Thomas?
Dude, so busy. Was trying to really just make sure that I saw Aiden and Will go to school for the first time. That's the first time they've been to school together. So it was a moment as a dad that, you know, you just can't miss those kind of things.
You know what? There's no do-overs on that, so you're right. You got to capture
do-overs.
Speaking of the kids,
it was Ada's birthday the other day, and you posted, a morning video singing happy birthday to her. Waking her up.
Waking her up?
Like she wanted to be awake at all.
Dude, that's child abuse.
I didn't wake her up. She just started to be able to get out of her own bed. And if we close the door, she'll knock on it continuously and say, "Let me out. Let me out."
We
didn't close her door that night, so she got out of her bed and came walking into the kitchen, and it just had to be captured on video.
Oh, it had to be. It was awesome.
It's adorable. That's how I feel every morning, but I'm not getting up of my own volition. I'm getting up because I have to.
Yeah, same here.
So you've really been branching out this year. You came out with your own swim line, a retro line with Chubbies.
I'm not going to wear your swim trunks. I live that. I've already been there.
Okay. You already came and went through the 90s.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
But it's back. Everything is so cyclical.
It is. Everything old is new again.
That's right. I appreciate you saying that. I'll send you a pair, and if you don't like them, I'll wear them, but I have a feeling you will.
You know what? They're much too long for him. He really prefers more of a Speedo leg.
Shut up.
You need the 3-inch.
Whatever.
But speaking of retro, back in the 90s, who are your favorite 90s country artists? Besides Dad, of course.
Besides my dad?
Right.
Tracy Lawrence, Joe Diffie, Tracy Byrd, the late, great Darryl Singletary. God, there's so many, man. That was, to me, 90s country was the golden era. And it's pretty cool that my dad got to be a part of that. And it was pretty cool that I got to see it, through kind of a backstage pass kind of way. So the 90s will forever be my favorite era of country music.
We can hear some of those 90s influences on your new album, Center Point Road, which comes from a really personal place.
It is very special to me, man. I think, I grew up in a little town called Hendersonville on a street called Center Point Road. And so that's where, you know, all my first came from. You know, like every kind of first experience in my life came from living in that little town called Hendersonville. And there's a lot of tracks on this record that are pretty nostalgic to kind of growing up and the lessons you learn along the way. So Center Point Road, it seemed very fitting to name the record that.
So speaking of those nostalgic songs, Remember You Young was just the perfect choice for the next single, I think.
Thank you so much. God, that song is so special to me. And it has been, like, such a blast to play that song live. Like, usually you get kind of terrified to play a new song, especially if it's a ballad. But from the very first time we played that song live, we knew we had something special. And you can see so many different stories, you know, in so many different people's faces in the crowd. You know, whether it's somebody they've lost or whether they just kissed their kid goodbye to go to college or whatever it is, like, that song kind of speaks to a lot of people in a lot of different ways, and those are the kind of songs that are special to me.
How's the tour been so far? Like, has it actually been very hot on any of the stops?
We should have named it the very, 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 very hot.
Yeah.
Tour, because, I mean, I live in Nashville, and it is, I mean, it's blazing here, but, like, every show we get to, I'm like, how does it get hotter and hotter and hotter? We were in Hershey, Pennsylvania a couple weeks ago, and I went on stage at 9:30, and it was 104 degrees.
Oh, God, it was during that heat wave, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, during the day, we literally fried an egg on the stage.
I love it.
Have you found anything that helps? Like any little staying cool on stage hack?
Man, sometimes I just dump water on myself because I'm already sweating. I mean, my shirt has changed colors 3 times by that point, mm-hmm. So I just dump water on myself, and I've got a little fan that sits right beside the drum riser that in between songs I'll go and just get a little bit of air. Because sometimes in these amphitheaters, it gets pretty stagnant, you know, under that roof and on that stage. It makes me want to go sit in the grass. But it is, it's been a blast.
I cannot wait. It's been about a year now since we've seen you, and it's going to be a great time. You got a great lineup with Dustin Russell, some guy named Red Akins, who maybe he'll get his first big record one day, you know. And
that's right.
You know, it's going to be much fun, man. We'll talk a little college football tonight because, you know,
sounds good.
Ready for our dogs.
So pumped.
Best to you, Lauren, the kids. We can't wait to see Thomas Rhett in town tomorrow. The very hot summer tour.
Woo!
Y'all, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Behave yourselves. Travel safe.